From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. There'll be plenty of this in the Northeast, snow shoveling as a white day after Christmas set in Sunday. From the Carolinas to New England, Bruce Kahnweiser reports from New Jersey, travel is rough.
It looks and sounds like a scene out of a Frank Capra movie. Howling winds and driving snow covering walls and windows under a white quilt. But aesthetics aside, the blizzard of 2010 is wreaking havoc on holiday travelers trying to return home. Air traffic has all but ground to a halt at the area's three major airports as more than 1,000 flights have been canceled. Those seeking to travel with their feet closer to the ground are not faring much better. Amtrak has suspended travel on its New York to Boston route, and motorists must contend with blowing and drifting snow. Up to 20 inches is now forecast for parts of the New York area, and gusts are whistling at 50 miles per hour, creating near whiteout conditions. The storm is expected to blow out to sea on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Greenbrook, New Jersey.
If and when you do get to the airport this month or next year, be prepared for security scans and pat-downs. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
Not for the foreseeable future. You know, we're always looking to improve systems and so forth, but the new technology, the pat-downs, just objectively safer for our traveling public.
Napolitano spoke on CNN. On NBC's Meet the Press, President Obama's friend and senior advisor Valerie Jarrett said Mr. Obama wants to get out of Washington more.
He said, when I get back, I really want to figure out a way where I can spend more time outside of Washington listening and learning and engaging with the American people. It's really what gives him his energy and his strength, and so we're determined in the new year to make sure that his schedule reflects that priority.
On Sunday in Honolulu, the president and his family attended multi-denominational services at a chapel at Marine Corps Base Hawaii. Dutch police have cleared five of the 12 Somali men who were detained on Christmas Eve on suspicion of terrorism. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Intelligence officials in the Netherlands got a tip that the group was planning an attack. It's unclear how imminent the alleged attack was or what the men might have been targeting. Rotterdam, where they were picked up, is a major port city. European officials have been stepping up security ahead of the Christmas and New Year holiday. Last Christmas, a young Nigerian named Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab boarded a flight to the U.S. from Amsterdam. Just before the plane was preparing to land, he allegedly detonated explosives hidden in his underwear. Officials say they believe the young man didn't detonate the bomb correctly, so it only caught fire. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A bad break for Nadia Suleiman, the Octomom. She's about to be evicted. This is NPR News. Americans didn't flock to the movies this holiday weekend. Box office receipts dropped by more than half from the same weekend last year. NPR's Nita Ulubi reports the highest grossing film was perhaps, unsurprisingly, a family drama.
Although movie theaters are stuffed with Oscar bait, the movie that led the box office was a comedy about a crusty grandpa and his hapless son-in-law.
It's turkey time!
Jack, would you do the honors?
You're the turkey carver now, Greg.
Thank you, Jack.
Little Fockers has earned over $48 million since it opened on Wednesday, with a $14 million spike on Christmas Day. Impressive, until you consider the first installment of the franchise, Meet the Parents, earned $70 million during the same period 6 years ago. Another weekend winner, the very well-received Coen Brothers Western, True Grit.
You missed your shot, Cogburn.
True Grit exceeded expectations. It's grossed almost $40 million since Wednesday. The weekend's biggest disappointment was Gulliver's Travels. It earned only about $7 million since Saturday. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
If someone spends time with a lot of friends, it might mean a particular part of his or her brain is larger than usual. That's according to a study published online by the journal Nature Neuroscience. Not clear, though, if the larger brain area leads to more friends, or does socializing with a lot of friends create the larger area? 84-year-old filmmaker Bud Greenspan has died. He focused on athletes and their stories at the Olympic Games. His most recent work about the 2010 Vancouver Winter Games will be ready for release in the coming weeks. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for